chapter 16, ask and you shall receive. Have you encountered a situation where you wanted to do something but didn't know how to implement it? You just can't seem to get all this data out of your mind. It's at the back of your head and you want to do it, but you can't because you don't know how. People encounter this every day. They want to do a certain activity, but they get stuck not knowing how to start and how to get going. Others are so confused that they don't know where to start. Effective persuasion requires a clear goal and laser-like focus. But how can you get your point across if you don't know how to get all that stuck data out of your brain and transform it into reality? Patrick was one of my best friends. When he was my classmate in high school, he often had a hard time doing any project that our teacher assigned him. He had these great ideas inside of him, but he didn't know what to do, where to start, and how to go about it. It was jammed in his neurons, and he just became so frustrated. I would then ask him, "What type of project do you really want to do? How would you do it?" Instantly, and just like magic, his ideas just flowed out. He wrote them down immediately so that he wouldn't forget them. He accomplished his project in record time and won very high grades. I just asked him two questions, and his subconscious mind automatically gave him the answers he was looking for. He managed to express his creativity and to find the solutions to his problems. He already knew the answers before I asked him the questions, but they were trapped within the depths of his mind. There was a barrier that prevented him from extracting his thoughts to their physical components. By asking him two questions that he already knew the answer to, I removed those impediments and allowed him to squeeze those ideas out of where he utilized them to his advantage. Some people really have a hard time visualizing their plans or action steps. I have people try this exercise. First, I have them close their eyes and then have them imagine a dog. Some will picture it in their minds right away. Many people, on the other hand, will see nothing but darkness. They just can't seem to envision an image of a dog at that instant. Then I ask, what type of dog is it? What is the color of its fur? Is it an active dog, or does it want to lie down all day long? How large or small is it? Only after asking those questions will they be able to clearly visualize a specific dog in their mind. And that's the point. They can picture it, but they need some kind of support to be able to conceive it. The next time you see people who are confused and having problems carrying out their thoughts, just ask them, what do you exactly have in mind? Their brain will work harder to provide that answer, and they will be able to think more clearly. If they are still stuck, ask them more questions about their concerns. Remove all barriers. If your friend is striking his head with a closed fist to think of solutions, gently remove his fist and say, get this obstacle out. Now what do you have in mind? His closed fist symbolizing an impediment that blocks his thinking patterns. By getting rid of the fist, you just open his mind to new ideas. Combine that with asking more questions, and you will ultimately get him to find the solutions that he has been looking for. Anyone may ask, you could use this technique on yourself. If you're writing an article or a book, ask yourself, what do I really want to write about? How do I want my readers to feel after reading it? What words will I use to captivate my readers? What message would I like to convey? How would my ebook help them to succeed? By asking yourself questions such as these, you're wiping out writer's block and establish some guidelines to help you in your writing. You might say it's a little bit boring to be asking yourself. Well, you can use your imagination. Imagine a great author like J.K. Rowling or Joe Vitale as your mentor. Every time you encounter writer's block, just ask any of them. Then envision them giving you the greatest advice and suggestions you've ever heard of. Imagine them in your presence smiling at you and always there to answer any question you may think of. Apply this method and you'll be surprised at the astounding results. How other people can generate ideas for you. You can ask such things as, what do you know or think about? Do you know anything about? Could you help me think about something? This is not just asking for a piece of information or a yes or no answer. It's actually opening up someone's mind to think about a topic you're working on or dealing with. It can help you, especially if you do this in a group and several people get to talking. It can help you get lots of new ideas and perspectives. And it can also get the person or persons you ask to start thinking about your topic. When they make their decision to participate or to buy from or support you, they will think it is their idea, not yours. A lot of good positive energy can build up around this kind of conversation and will yield positive results for everyone. How to get inside their minds by asking. I'm now going to teach you one of the most effective, if not the most effective, persuasion faculties there is. If you want to successfully convince or persuade people, you have to know the decisive factors and principles. You've got to know their desires, from the deepest to the most trivial. You must get inside their subconscious and identify their soft spots. How are you going to do that? Just ask. Here's an example. Roy is a judge for a beauty contest. May. Hi, Roy. Nice weather today. An ideal day to go strolling in the park.
Roy. Yep. I'll be doing just that later.
May. Roy, what's important to you when choosing a winner in a beauty contest?
Roy. Well, the contestant has to be beautiful, sophisticated, and she has to have a figure that complements what she's wearing.
May. Right. She has to project a classy and stunning impression. What else is important?
Roy. She has to be smart, witty, and have a genuine concern to preserve our environment.
May. Yes, beauty and brains is a good combination. Being interested in environmental affairs is also a bonus. What else is important?
Roy. She must have a good outgoing personality.
May now knows Roy's preferences. She knows what captivates his interest when judging a beauty contest and the order of significance that they have been depicted to her. Roy's subconscious is giving away increasingly valuable details whenever May asks him what's important. If May is joining the contest, she already knows that Roy will go for an outgoing, smart, and gorgeous lady. Take note that May started the dialogue with a greeting and comment. She first established a bond with Roy. She made Roy feel comfortable with the conversation before asking him about what's important. This is the end of chapter 16.